play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good evening from Baldwin Gymnasium for the Western Big Six Conference opener in this 2019-2020 boys basketball season. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks 4-0 coming into the game. Quincy 3-0. And a terrific way to set the season as we get off in the new expanded Western Big Six Conference. Silver Streaks will face one of those opponents coming up on Tuesday, but tonight it's the old rivals going head-to-head between the Silver Streaks and the Blue Devils. Parker, Steve, what are you looking at for three?
This is the Hatfields and the McCoys in basketball, that's for sure. Three keys here is again, as I said earlier in the pregame, Streaks have the physical tools, the skills. If you're coming into an environment tonight that's as hostile and tough to play in as any they'll play in their high school careers, how do they handle this emotionally? How do they handle this mentally? Number two, again, Quincy plays a terrific zone defense, both the three-quarter court and half court. We need to attack it aggressively and not be passive. And then thirdly, we've got to pick up Eric Price here tonight. Guys have got to do a little bit more in all kinds of areas, have to win the intangible game. You know, in terms of making good decisions, and certainly the little things too. Committing turnovers, being able to get the 50-50 balls, all those things, to have a fighting chance here tonight against Quincy.
Those 50-50 balls were something that the Streaks did very well with in their own tournament. But again, when you're playing at home, and opposed to going on the road for the first time, especially when Quincy is your first road game of the season, it tests the team's mettle. And that tests the team's maturity. Sophomores won here tonight, 82-46. Other Western Big Six Conference games, lots of good matchups. Geneseo, its first conference game, 4-0 at UT, 3-1. Rocky and Sterling playing tonight at both teams, 3-1. And Moline, undefeated at 4-0, goes to Alleman at 1-4. Silver Streaks win the tip, and we are underway. Dre Egypciaco, Riley Milan, Jalen McCants, Alex Egypciaco, and DeMarco Harden starting in place of Eric Price. Silver Streaks trying to get off to a 5-0 start under first-year head coach Ryan Hart. And what a way it would be to do that if they can go on the road, first conference game, and get started with a victory away from home. Here's DeMarco, three-corner three, and
great
hits it.
Great way for that young man to start.
Boy, I guess. 3-0 Silver Streaks, and I love the way the Galesburg ran the offense in the half court.
Patient, but yet aggressive.
Yep. Up top, this is Lucas Reese. Again, they returned four starters from last year. Reese, Adante Kreider, Peyton Nicholson, and Jeremiah Talton. Talton, just a sophomore, has it in the lane. Got Jalen McCants up in the air to bite on the head and shoulder fake, and Jalen picks up his first foul. So 50 seconds into the game, that's not good.
And that's going to be critical tonight. Jalen's got to stay on the floor here. For all kinds of reasons. And again, fouls are going to get him to the bench, and that's not a good way to start in that area there. And Talton will go at him.
Sophomore can't knock down the first free throw. 3-0 Galesburg just underway at Quincy. Only game of the weekend for the Silver Streaks. They'll be home against Sterling for their next game coming up on Tuesday. Talton makes one of two. Quincy is on the board, 3-1. And here are the Streaks against that three-quarter court ball press for the first time in the game. Pass to the middle. Now Alex gets it right back to Jalen. Here comes the trap. Passes out of it. Left side, Riley Milan. Into the left corner. Now Dre will shoot the three. And that's good. And the Streaks knock down their two opening shots from the left corner.
Great start there. Good ball movement. Played again with poise, patience, and confidence, and knocked down both those threes.
Up top, this is Adante Kreider. Dribble drive, scoops it, coming in from the left side. Missed it with a right hand. Jalen with a rebound. Streaks trying to build on an early 6-1 lead. Crossover dribble. Floater with a right hand. Jalen can't hit the shot. And Reese comes up with his first rebound. 6-1 Streaks. Reese crossover dribble himself inside the free throw
line.
Nice
pull up there, mid-range pull up there by Reese.
6-3. Galesburg by three. Now Drea Gypsyako up court. Cross court left side to Riley Milan. Streaks. Now Riley walks it across midcourt. Here comes the trap. Brings the ball down low. They poke it loose. Quincy comes up with a steal. Dribble drive. Other end. Layup by Peyton Nicholson.
That's a live ball turnover there, and that leads to usually a layup on the other end. Riley just got caught there getting trapped and picking up his dribble tough place.
Then he held on the ball to the too long, too, instead of passing as the trap was collapsing on him. He has it now on the right wing. Up top, Jalen. Crosses over to the left side. Kicks it into the left corner. DeMarco. Skips it back out up top to Dre. Now back to DeMarco. Another three. Good again. DeMarco knocks down his first two shots from the left side. It's 9-5. And how about DeMarco Harden getting the start here tonight in place of Eric Price and getting off to a hot start. Now Reese misses a shot. There's Jalen McCants with a defensive rebound. His second of the game. Streaks up 9-5, looking for more. Another three. Milan hits it. And the Streaks are up 12-5. Timeout, Quincy.
That's a great start and an absolutely on-fire start with a three ball as we've hit four straight three-point shots here, and a great start, and that certainly has got to give us confidence in the half court. We're moving the ball beautifully, Brad.
Yeah.
We're getting good looks. The looks are wide open. Down here on the defensive end, I know that we want to tighten up again those dribble drives, not allow them to get to the goal unmolested. And then number two, we've got to get everyone going to the defensive glass. We're going to have help tonight. Again, missing Eric on the defensive glass is certainly something that's underrated here because he's a good rebounder. And we'll have to have plenty of rebounds and limit them to one shot.
Again, Eric Price not with the team, and an off-court, a non-sports-related infraction that has him not with the team tonight. He should be back, as far as we know, with the team coming up on Tuesday. So DeMarco gets the start. 4 points on the season. 6 points in less than 3 minutes of the first quarter to get the Streaks off to a 7-point lead. Galesburg came in shooting under 31% from three-point range. They've knocked down all four of their shots. Reese gets away with a little push-off. Lost the handle on the dribble, but the Streaks can't get to it. Let's watch how the Streaks play this defensively. Alex Gypsyako is guarding DeMarco, or rather Adante Kreider.
Great defense, and that's going to be off of Reese's leg there, and it's going to be Streaks' ball.
I don't know. Adante Kreider wasn't really doing anything with the ball there. Alex was giving him some room to work. He tried to dribble between the legs. It went off his ankle, and that's when the Streaks went into scramble mode and were able to knock that ball off of Quincy out of bounds right in front of the Galesburg bench. So the first Blue Devils turnover. Streaks break the trap. Now into the front court. Right side, Milan, opposite side. Three again, and the Streaks are up 15-5 in the early going.
Bucket looks as big as the ocean right now.
Milan with 2 3-pointers. DeMarco Harden, 2 3-pointers. And now a dribble drive and a miss. Weak side rebound, Harden. Here come the Silver Streaks looking for more. Right side, Alex. Up top, Dre. Dribbles to the free throw line. Cut off, kicks it out. Now McCants. Feeds it to the inside. Good look to Alex. Got knocked off. Kick out to Dre. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Marco. Rebound, put back. That won't go on the reverse. DeMarco couldn't knock it down. Reese with his second rebound for Quincy. Streaks missed a couple good opportunities there. Had some good looks at the basket. Crossover by Reese. Dribbles around Dre and takes it all the way in for the basket.
And that was what I was alluding to here at the timeout. We're giving up those dribble drives to the basket. We've got to play good on-ball defense.
15-7, Silver Streaks, just past the halfway point of the first quarter. Riley up top, bad pass to the inside. Quincy stepped in front, picked it off. Firing it into the front court. Here's Kreider with it. Tries to put the ball on the floor, dribbles around Riley Milan. Reverse with the right side, missed it. Weak side rebound by Dre Humphrey. Now kick out to the left side. Baseline good by Brady Rupert. Offensive rebound saved by Quincy. That gives them another opportunity. They cut the lead down to 6.
And Kreider got to the rim again on the dribble drive, and that created that whole scramble situation.
Jalen McCann still without a shot in the game, but the Streaks are on top by 6 here. 3:10 to go first quarter. Here's Jalen driving. Jump stop in the lane. Man falls down. He puts it up and scores.
Good patience there of staying with it. A good ball fake there and a finish at the basket by Jalen.
Now, Talton tried to draw the foul, tried to flop backwards, trying to draw the charge. That would have been the second foul on McCants had he been successful. Instead, the Streaks get the easy basket up eight. Step back three by Kreider. Air ball. Streaks trying to let it go out of bounds and a good box out by Milan. It does dribble out. Streaks get the dead ball rebound.
We'll take that all night. Step back three, off balance, off the dribble. He barely drew iron there. We'll take that all night long.
17-9, Silver Streaks, 2:45 to go, opening quarter here at Quincy. McCants picks up his dribble, fires it into the middle. Alex drives, kick out, left side. Dre might have gotten away with a travel. Scoop in the lane, up and in with a right-hand
again,
floater. He's got five.
And a great attack by the Streaks against their zone.
Galesburg by 10 again, up 19-9, under 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. A drive by Reese, a dump off right side, basket Ian Richardson. Got the penetration into the lane, fed it off at just the right spot, easy basket.
And that penetration again, allow that basket to be made.
Pass, right side, Alex to the wing. Riley, here comes the trap, gets it out. Now the Streaks have numbers on the left side, but Jalen backs it out. Mike McCants on the point, as he is their most experienced player here at Quincy. Bad pass to the left side. Tried to no-look it. Quincy anticipated it perfectly. A steal by Reese. Now kick out to the left side, Kreider. Up top, Dre Humphrey. Gets it back behind him to Reese. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Streaks have turned it over three times, but lead by eight. Reese backs all the way up into the midcourt circle. Resetting the offense.
They're going to run him off some screens there.
Kreider fakes right, goes left. Blocking foul called on Alex. And that'll be his first. Alex thought he'd drawn the charge. Kreider faked right as if he was going to go around the screen, and that gave him the drop step to get to the left side. And Alex recovered, got back, but picks up his first foul. Talton on the inbound, gets it onto the left side to Richardson. Richardson at 6'6". Now the kick out to the right side, and Talton hits a three. He's a 6'5 sophomore, but he's a very good catch-and-shoot perimeter jump shooter.
A lot of upside on a big kick and to do stuff like that.
And another bad pass by the Streaks, another interception. Kreider goes around two Streaks, gets down low, and lays it up and in. Streaks losing a little bit of composure here. The lead down to three at 19-16. Four first-quarter turnovers by Galesburg. And a timeout called by Coach Ryan Hart. This will be a full timeout with a minute five to go.
I think that's a good timeout here to break that little run and momentum that Quincy has here. Keep that in check. Get us refocused on attacking the zone, taking care of the ball, which the last two possessions we've not done so well.
7-0 run by Quincy to cut the lead down to three. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Quincy tonight. Steve and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Murano, listed at just under $31,000. This is the Murano Platinum with all-wheel drive, and of course that qualifies, being a 2016, qualifies for that fantastic lifetime warranty that you can get at Galesburg Nissan. Any vehicle that qualifies, it gets that lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. It is no additional cost on top of the sale price. And that covers all those really super expensive things that could go wrong on a vehicle, your engine, your transmission, the drivetrain assembly, all the parts that are associated with that. Check them out at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Our thanks to Jeff Klink, Chad Warren, and all the folks for providing our transportation anytime we hit the road for boys basketball season.
And Brad driving down there, it was a smooth ride and just outstanding ride.
Streaks nearly turn it over on the inbound, but they get the deflection. Jalen with a jump shot banks it in inside the free throw line. Nearly a turnover, and they recover and get
good
back
timeout
up by five.
Be able to answer out of the timeout with a field goal.
That was a bad pass from the backcourt into the frontcourt. The Streaks
got away
very
with that.
Fortunate. Yep. They're up five, 21-16, final 45 seconds of the opening quarter. Up top, this is Richardson with it. Now back into the hands of Reese, backing his way up toward the half-court line with Ellington into the game guarding him. Now a long three left side, Kreider way short. Riley Milan with an easy flat-footed rebound, his first of the game.
Again, we'll take that outside static three-point field goal attempt.
Ellington with a head fake. Step back. He'll shoot the three and lofts it badly over the rim. Weak side rebound to Lucas Reese. Streaks lead by five. Final 16 seconds. Feed into the lane. Bank shot up and in, and a good feed to Dre Humphrey. Streaks can hold for the last shot now, up 21-18. High-scoring first quarter with down the final 5 seconds. Streaks still not across midcourt yet. Down to two. They have to throw it right side. Kreider intercepts. Half-court shot. And the officials waved it off anyway.
Streaks turn it over to end the quarter, leading 21-18 at the end of one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use-it-or-lose-it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Get clues as to which numbered present on our game board has the prize you want to win all wrapped up. Sign up at WGIL.com to receive weekly emails that'll help you play Pick a Present on WGIL.
A miss by Quincy to open the second quarter, and then a miss on the rebound putback. Jalen controls the rebound, and then a foul called on the hold. So that'll be just the first team foul on Quincy. We're just underway in the second quarter. Silver Streaks leading 21-18. This is their first offensive possession of the second quarter.
And, Brad, we did a great job when we attacked. We have to continue to be very, very cautious with the basketball in terms of our passing, meeting passes, and using ball fakes.
Left corner, Dalen Ellington, Drea Gypciaco, Riley Milan, Alex Gypciaco, and Jalen McCants for the Silver Streaks. Here's Dalen driving to the baseline, kick out. Drea up top for three. Off the back iron, Jalen out of nowhere with the offensive rebound, put back up and fouled, but the officials wave it off, said he got held on the arm, and the Streaks will have to inbound it.
And tonight against their zone, that's where Jalen is going to be most valuable, getting to the offensive glass and getting his stick backs.
Two fouls each, and now a quick blocking foul called on Lucas Reese. He got too close on the inbound pass to Dalen Ellington, and that's the second foul of the game on Lucas Reese.
And Reese has been their most productive player on the floor here tonight, being able to create, score, and you know, intercept a couple passes to get our turnovers.
Nobody heading to the scoring table to substitute in for Reese at the moment. Here's Riley Milan from the outside. It's a three. Riley's three for three from behind the arc, matching his varsity career high. The Streaks lead by six.
Feet were set there. Good release. Outstanding shooting so far.
Reese goes around Dalen Ellington. Dalen recovers back inside the free throw line. Now we got a blocking foul called on Alex Gypciaco coming over from the help side. And that's two of the game on Alex, again, who was all tournament in the Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament for his defense. So not a good sign for him to pick up two fouls here early.
And he certainly needs to be on the floor here tonight.
Stays in the game on the inbound to Talton, up over McCants, leans into Jalen. Contact, no foul, gets the basket. Talton with six, 24-20. Galesburg by four.
Brad, he's a load inside and outside, and only a sophomore.
Streak still in the backcourt. Now Milan brings it across midcourt before the trap come, gets it away to Ellington. Now up top, Jalen. The lane is open, but Jalen can't get around the perimeter defense. Milan on the outside, back to Jalen. Just right of the circle, dribbles left, high post, picks up his dribble, shoots the 18-footer, and rattles it through. Jalen with
six. Good patience there.
26-20, Galesburg back on top by six, 6:20 to go here in the opening half. Sophomores 182-46. Reese stays on the floor with his two fouls, working against Ellington. Out of the right side to Dre Humphrey. Swinging around to the left side to Dante Kreider with it. Kreider 1-for-5 shooting in the first quarter. A step into a three, Reese floating to the left, missed it. By eight. Their biggest lead is 10 in the first quarter, two different occasions. 5:45 to go for the half. Up top, Reese. Ellington covers up the shot, works through a screen. Reese dribbling right, kicks it into the corner. Kreider, another three. That one's good. He was 0 for the game up to that point. Pulls Quincy back within three, or rather five, at 28-23.
Their hat there. We did a good job defensively. They just executed.
Streaks skip it into the front court. Dre working his way left toward the top of the arc. Now passes to Milan. Onto the right wing it goes to McCants. Skips it back up top to Dre. Egyptiaco, skip pass right back to McCants. He gets an open three from the wing. That's off the front of the rim. Dre got cleared out of there. No foul called on the run. Rebound, Rupert all the way to the other end. Banks it up and in.
That long shot, long rebound there allowed them to get a run out there, and they converted.
Back the other direction. We've got a turnover on the Silver Streaks against Milan. That's six turnovers against Galesburg. And it gives Quincy a chance to pull within one. Tie the game with a three-pointer, potentially, just past the five-minute mark of the second quarter.
Those are the careless, unforced turnovers that we have to avoid tonight, where it's our own doing there, and that over and back there was just a careless pass and unawareness of where we were on the floor.
Jeremiah Babers checks into the game. Alex Egyptiaco goes to the bench, again playing with two fouls. Ellington picks up Reese at half court. Now to left side, it goes onto the wing to Brady Rupert. Dribbling left to right inside the free throw line, kicks it out up top to Kreider. Now Reese with it on the left side, swings the ball down low, dribbles left inside the wing, pulls it back out. Ellington reaching in, trying to poke it loose. Reese still in the dribble. Into the left corner it goes to Nicholson. Up top three, Rupert. Off the mark. Rebound batted high up into the air. McCants comes down with it. He's got five boards for the Silver Streaks. Jalen leads it into the front court. Finds an opening in the lane. Goes around Talton. Talton knocks it out of his hands out of bounds.
Good defensive possession there. Help everywhere. Everybody pursuing the basketball off the glass. Ends with success and them not scoring.
4:18 to go for the half. 28-25 Silver Streaks by three. Into the game, Ian Richardson, 6'6 junior, replacing Talton for a breather here. Babers will pull the trigger from the left of the backboard. Tosses it up high to Ellington, top of the arc. Ellington finds an opening to Riley Milan. They waited too long, and Quincy nearly got the steal, but Kreider stepped on the end line trying to save it. Back into the game, Dre Humphrey, 5'10 junior for Quincy. And he'll give Reese a breather. Again, Lucas Reese, first time he goes to the bench after picking up two fouls. Lob up high. Dre just gets it away from the hands of Nicholson. Now into the right corner, Milan. Up top, Jalen fakes, drives into the lane. Nobody came to stop him. They forced him to alter the shot, though he missed it. Dre Humphrey with a rebound for Quincy. Silver Streaks by three. Here's a quick three by Kreider to tie it up. He looked awful shooting the three in the first quarter, but he's knocked down two in the second quarter. We're tied for the first time in the game.
And there we got to get a hand up, contest the shot there, not let him shoot that uncontested.
Streaks pass to the middle. Milan gets it away to McCants on the right wing. Skip pass left side over to Ellington. Touches it up top. Now Dre has it. Egyptiaco with the dribble to the right side. Skips it into the corner. Milan passes up the three. Trap comes, gets it away up top to Dre. 3.5 minutes to go for the half. Ellington on the left wing. Feeds it into the corner to Babers. Jeremiah dribbles it out with the right side, bounces it back up top. Ellington between the legs with the dribble. Patient set by the Streaks. Got to move the ball a little bit here.
They've got to remain aggressive.
Feed into the lane. They find Jalen. Spins around. Got tied up on the way up. And a held ball called as he got tied up by Ian Richardson. And the Streaks have it on the alternating possession. Good move by Jalen. Faked right, spun around to the left. But a good recovery by Ian Richardson to tie him up. Now Babers to inbound, feeds it into the left side. Jalen backs his way up. Now over to Babers for three. Short. Rebound into the hands of Peyton Nicholson. And Quincy looking for its first lead of the game here now. Dribbling around up top. Looks like Dre Humphrey might have palmed the ball. Fakes, gets down low. A block, good recovery by Milan. And into the hands of Dre Egyptiaco. And the official right there said Dre was on the baseline. So they can't come out with a rebound on the run. Still a chance for Quincy to take its first lead.
And it sure did look like that that the Quincy kid carried the ball a couple of different times, and that allowed him to continue to get to the rim there.
So on the inbound, Humphrey looking, and there's a five-second call. That's only the second Quincy turnover.
Streaks did a good job of denying the inbound pass there, and we get a turnover. Big turnover there. We need to convert here. We need a basket here. We've gone come up dry the last number of possessions.
Seven turnovers in the game, only two for Quincy. 2:45 to go first half, tie ball game at 28. Jalen across midcourt, skips it left side, soft pass, easily picked off by Talton, leads the break. Dre backpedaling, tries to go back, shot gets up, won't go, but a foul called against the Silver Streaks. They're going to get Dre from the front, they do, and that is his first. So the turnover leads to bad things again. Coming out of transition, Quincy attacking the basket gets fouled, and Talton will go to the line.
trying to give Quincy its first lead of the night.
Out of that trap there, and they trapped us in that situation, that long cross-court pass is not going to be able to be completed.
Talton misses the first. He's 1-for-3 from the free throw line on the night. Trying to read through the Quincy stats here. It's kind of tough to read.
70% almost.
Did you find
from the
that?
Line.
All right.
So my eyes are a little stronger. My age is a little younger.
Quincy gets its first lead of the game on the second Talton free throw. He's got 7 in the game, 29-28 Blue Devils. Under 2.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Babers up top with McCants.
And notice our outside perimeter game, Brad. We're a little bit softer. We're not attacking, not making them guard us right now. We got to get back to that.
Not as much ball movement. Here's a good feed on the inside. Jalen, I don't know how he got open, but then he fed through the lane, missed the shot. Kreider comes out of it with a rebound. Jump stop, Euro step, blocked by Milan. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Quincy. Good recovery. Riley Milan's had two big blocks here, getting back defensively on the help side, and he creates a loose ball on the missed shot. And the Streaks get it back on the dead ball rebound.
Riley has great length there, and he timed both of those blocks beautifully.
Streaks down one as we tick under 2 minutes to go first half. McCants across midcourt, skips it right side over to Babers. Now back to Jalen, now back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah's in the midcourt circle. An implied circle here at Quincy with a blue, big Blue Devil mascot emblazoned right in the middle of the court. On the left side, Babers, up top to Riley Milan. Riley picks up his dribble, reverses back left. Into the corner, Dre had an open look, skips it up top. Riley with an open three, hits it again. He's in double figures with 12.
Good ball movement, and that's the correct diagonal skip there that leads to that wide open three, and Riley is stroking it beautifully here tonight.
4-for-4 from behind the arc. Varsity career high for Riley Milan with 12 here in the first half. Galesburg by 2, 1:15 to go. Talton trying to get McCants to leave his feet. Didn't, but he got it up and in over Jalen anyway. Ties it up at 31.
Good low post move, and again, Jalen didn't bite on the fake, but good execution by Talton.
9.5 for Jeremiah Talton. Here comes the trap. Jalen passes out of it. Under a minute to go, first half. Tie ball game at 31. Jeremiah, right corner Dre, swinging around back up top. Jalen scoops it over to Jeremiah. Babers will dribble to the midcourt circle. Now reverse directions back to the right. Dre, entry pass. Jalen draws a double team, kicks it out. 3 from the corner. Babers a little bit long. Rebound batted around. Somehow Nicholson comes down with the ball on the baseline without going out of bounds. Jump stop to the left. And a rebound, or rather a miss by Kreider. Good fake to the right. He just completely lost to Marco Harden. And then a big step to the left into the lane. And a blocking foul called on Riley Milan to prevent the easy basket.
Good change of pace and change of direction. Quick first step there to get to the rim by Kreider.
33 seconds to go here in this opening half. Tie ball game. Kreider puts Quincy on top. First free throw good. 7 in the quarter, 9 for the game for Adante Kreider. Adante known primarily for his football skills. Streaks came down here in football season back in September. He got injured on the opening drive for the Blue Devils and was out the rest of the game. That was a game the Streaks fell behind big in the first half. Had this enormous second half comeback to almost get the victory out of here. Ended up losing by 6. Kreider's back fully healthy in basketball season. Knocks down 2 free throws to give the Blue Devils a 2-point lead. Final 23 seconds of the first half. Dre Jipciaku into the midcourt circle. Babers. Let's see if the Streaks can execute successfully here to end the half.
Big possession here to end the half on here.
Try to get some momentum. Entry pass. Looked like it was tipped by Quincy. Oh, they're going to say out of bounds. They say, the officials say nobody
side
for Quincy.
Side official said
touched
nobody
it.
Tipped it. They were looking for help from him, and it'll be Quincy basketball. Our 4 turnover of the quarter.
9 turnovers on the Streaks gives Quincy 11.7 seconds to take it the length of the court. Galesburg's going to get Dalen Ellington back. Can't. Babers will sit down. And
look
Nicholson,
for some quick drive here to the rim here.
They also get Quincy gets Reese back into the game. He's got it now up top with 7 seconds to go. To the top of the arc, still with the dribble with 4. Works his way to the right. Shoots over Dre Jipciaku. Rattles the 3 through, and that's how the first half ends. They get the kid in with 2
big
fouls.
Big basket by Reese there.
To make that basket at the half and put Quincy up 5. Biggest lead of the first half for the Blue Devils. 36-31. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at the first half statistics. Check out, see if we can find any other scores from around the area. Still pretty early in a first, quick-moving first half down here at Quincy. And we'll talk with the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room. 36-31 Quincy at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen, maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, isn't hiding behind some big desk in the back. He's front and center for you.
You're going to see me throughout the whole time. I'm going to come. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You need help washing your car, I'll go do that too. I'm not some guy twisting his mustache behind the curtain. I'm just here to help you buy a car that you want to buy. I think that means something in this day and age. And if I was going to buy a car, I would want to be able to look at the guy that is running the store and be reassured that when I need him, not just today, 3 months, 6 months, 3 years from now, that he's going to be there. And I will be.
Stop by, say hi to Tony, and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Will Stevenson from WGIL with this community reminder. The Knox College Jazz Year's winter performance features the group Black Diamond. A workshop and recital will both be Saturday, January 11th at the college and are free. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Quincy. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Ryan Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks trail Quincy at the half, 36-31. Want to remind you tomorrow morning on Galesburg Live. Last weekend, very special weekend at Galesburg High School with not only the boys' Thanksgiving tournament, the wrap-up of the girls' Thanksgiving tournament, but it was Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. We'll have those ceremonies for you tomorrow on Galesburg Live from 7 to 9 a.m. Hope you could join us for that. And it was about an hour and a half ceremony, so we'll break that up over the couple hours of our Saturday morning program tomorrow morning here on WGIL. Again, 7 to 9 tomorrow for the GHS Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Here at the half, Steve, I think if you'd have told us coming down here, we'd have felt pretty good if we'd have known in advance that the Streaks had 31 points at the half, but down five. And I don't think it's been bad defense. Certainly we've promoted. We've been proud of what the Streaks have done defensively throughout the first half of the weekend, but there have been defensive lapses here tonight that have allowed Quincy to take this lead, I feel like.
Yeah, we've given up some dribble drives, and I know that's been a concern of ours all year, and that leads to easy opportunities. A good ball club usually converts them. Quincy's a good ball club. They're converting them. We allow them to gain some momentum on the offensive end as the half went on. The real key will be how we handle the ball. When we attacked, we used pass fakes and kept our good floor balance. We got good shots within rhythm of the zone offense. When we were careless with the ball and played, you know, catch around the outside, didn't use the pass fakes, spacing got out of whack, then we turned it over with live ball turnovers in the middle of the floor, and those usually end up in layups on the other end. And we had 9 of those, and they only had 2. And in my mind, there's the difference of the 5-point ball game. And we had a lead for the most part the entire half until the latter end of the second period.
Galesburg had an 11-0 run in the first quarter to take a 10-point lead. That was a 9-0 run. I can't add. That's why I'm an English teacher. Quincy had 2 7-0 runs, including the final 7 points of the first half, to take this 5-point lead here at the break, 36-31. Let's go ahead and take a look at our halftime statistics. We always start off with the team numbers. These numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. What do you got, partner?
Yeah, shooting-wise, we shot the ball, especially with the three ball. We were 7 out of 13 for 53%. With a lot of those, we were 4 out of our first 4, 5 out of our first 5. Again, good offense rhythm. Shooting-wise, we were 10 out of 24 for the half. And again, the latter end of the first half, we didn't get the good shots that we wanted. That's 41%. Quincy was 13 out of 26 for 50% with a number of those layups or drives to the basket. They were 4 out of 7 for 52% with a three ball. We out-rebounded them again, or our opponent again, 12-9. We've out-rebounded our opponent in every game thus far. But again, the real key statistic in this half is we turned it over 9 times, which again led to their points, and they only turned it over twice.
Free throw shooting, Blue Devils 4 out of 6. Galesburg does not have a free throw in the first half. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at the individual scoring numbers. Steve's going to head down courtside. We're going to get a word with assistant coach Chad Thompson when the Streaks come out of the locker room, find out what adjusts. 31 basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Time to bring it inside.
Get the dog out!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. All it takes is one mistake before you're on the hook for a fortune. Call today to protect your family's assets. Clear tonight, overnight low 21. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 34. Sunday, cloudy and a high of 48. And Sunday night, a good chance of rain, an overnight low of 39. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 28 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Quincy. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheese been with you. Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks trail at the break by 5, 36-31. Led by as many as 10, two different times in the first quarter. And then Quincy, a couple of 7-0 runs to shorten that lead in the first half and then erase the Streaks' lead altogether at the end of the second quarter and lead by 5 here at the break. Let's take a look at the first half individual scoring. For the Blue Devils, Adante Kreider, the leading scorer, with 10 in the first half. Jeremiah Talton with 9. Lucas Reese with 7, including the three-pointer right at the second quarter buzzer that gave the Blue Devils this 5-point halftime lead. Brady Rupert has 4. Dre Humphrey and Ian Richardson each have 2. For the Silver Streaks, Riley Milan, the leading scorer in the first half. He's 4 out of 4 from three-point range. 12 points to lead the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants, DeMarco Harden each with 6. DeMarco's knocked down both of his three-point attempts, but he's taken only 2. Dre Egypciaco with 5. Dalen Ellington with 2. Jeremiah Babers, Alex Egypciaco have not scored for the Silver Streaks. So again, are playing without Eric Price tonight with an off-court, a non-sports-related violation that has him missing the game tonight, and Silver Streaks down 5 without him. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Quincy tonight. Steve and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Murano, a Murano Platinum all-wheel drive listed at just under $31,000, and it is among the certified pre-owned fleet that qualifies for the lifetime powertrain warranty. That again is for an unlimited length of time, for as long as you own the car, basically. unlimited mileage, and no additional cost on top of the purchase price when you make your deal for it at Galesburg Nissan. Again, that lifetime warranty covers all of the aspects of the engine, including even things like the oil pump, the water pump. It covers the transmission, the all-wheel drive assembly, things like the transfer case, also the drivetrain assembly, like traction control, axle shafts and bearings. I mean, you know, it's all that stuff that if it goes wrong, it's going to cost you a lot of money to get replaced on any vehicle. That lifetime warranty covers all of that, and it's all part of the purchase price. Check out the 2016 Nissan Murano Platinum all-wheel drive and all of the new and certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan. And thanks to the folks for providing our transportation to everywhere we go, including this Quincy road trip here tonight. Our halftime coaches interview is brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Chad Thompson. Let's find out what they talked about in the locker room.
High school halftime, streaks down by 5, 36-31. We played a good first half, coach.
Yeah, we did a lot of things really well. I liked how we got on the board with the three-pointer early, something that we kind of struggled with earlier this season. That looked good. Now he's got to find a way to get the ball back inside.
What do we do against their zone? When we were aggressive, we had good spacing, used ball fakes, we were successful. When we weren't, we passed around the outside, we're passive, got trapped. We had troubles. What do we do to try to shore that up?
Yeah, it just comes down to engaging the defense. We have a lot of guys that are good one-on-one basketball players that are also team players, so we need to get a little drill penetration from the outsides. It'll be good. Get Jalen going, get the Egyptiaco brothers cutting in and out of that zone. I think that'll make us a lot more successful.
Coach, first 3 minutes are always important in a basketball game of the first half and the second half. What do we do anything any different here? What do we emphasize as we go into this third quarter?
We're looking at our pace to start this half, Steve. We're going to try to get the ball up and down the court, even beat their zone down the court a couple times, see if that gets some runouts. Player Dalen got a really good run out there in the second quarter. Hopefully get some more of those and speed them up and make them uncomfortable.
Great insight, Coach. Thanks as always. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks to assistant coach Chad Thompson for joining us here at halftime. Streaks trail by 5 at the break. Checking around for some other scores, we can tell you that Rock Island leads Sterling 23-17. That's just the end of the first quarter in that game. Again, Moline and... Moline and Alleman are going head-to-head tonight, and United Township and Geneseo are playing each other up at the Panther Den. That's where the Galesburg boys will be next Friday night, another Western Big Six Conference road game. And the Galesburg girls will head to East Moline tomorrow to take on the UT Panthers. And we'll have that one here on WGIL tomorrow afternoon, 12:10, the scheduled pregame show. I'll be there filling in for Tom Meredith, who can't be there, has some personal business to take care of, some family-related personal business. So our best wishes to Tom as he takes care of that for the family tomorrow, and I'll be there with Eric Gibson tomorrow to bring us Silver Streaks girls basketball at United Township. So two trips to East Moline for me in a week, one on Saturday, and then you and I will head back up there on Friday.
And that's a good ball club. Coach Weber's done a great job again, and we'll have another challenging Friday night with our work cut out for us up there against United Township there at East Moline at the Panther Den next Friday night.
You know, we can look at this Quincy trip and talk all we want about how challenging this is, but once the Streaks get past this game, they really do have a very difficult stretch of games coming up. Maybe not in terms of, you know, having to go to Quincy, but four games in 7 days, and that'll start next Tuesday at home against Sterling. Then Friday up at East Moline to take on the Panthers. Next Saturday is the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Streaks found out on Monday they're going to play Bettendorf in that game. Third-to-last game of that shootout. So that's kind of a high-profile game. Gives you an indication of how the folks feel about the quality of this Galesburg team, putting them in the third-to-last game of that shootout. Then they got to turn around and play on Monday and go to Macomb. I mean, that's going to test this young team, maybe even more so than this trip to Quincy will.
You know, and with this new schedule, because of the addition of the two teams in the conference, that alone is something new, and it's, as you said, it's going to be a challenge because the game spread out, your ability or lack of ability to prepare the way you want. And also, for the most part, every road game we play on our schedule at Galesburg High School is a difficult challenge. And you throw those two together, and we have a stretcher coming up that is going to test us in all ways.
And, you know, say what you want about Macomb and whether or not that's, you know, a 3A team playing a 2A team. Macomb's always right there on the board. I don't care what the size is. You go to Macomb, that is a tough place to play. I don't know how many games that I followed the Silver Streaks down there and watched them play, and it is a struggle so many times. It is a difficult place to play. It is usually a high-energy crowd that gets energized just seeing Galesburg come into the gym. I mean, it's, I think it's going to be a challenge against these kids.
Yeah, we have a bullseye on us every time, and especially going to play in a place like McComb. And over the years, McComb has put out some outstanding basketball teams. And they're right now in a stretch where I think that they are really coming together with a program that's very nice. And again, you know, we've got everything that we would ever want to handle when we're going to go down there and play at any time, but especially here coming up in another Monday night or so.
And again, that'll be coming right off that shootout game up at Augustana College when the Streaks will play Bettendorf. And Galesburg's definitely had mixed results up there. It seems like every year it ends up being...
We end up playing a very, very challenging opponent.
Well, it just seems like we never shoot well up there either.
No, it's such we have a hard time there for whatever reason. You're on a Friday night, and you're getting into excuses here, but you're trying to analyze what happens. We usually have had a very difficult Friday night where we've laid it all on the line, and you're coming back in a shootout the next day, and sometimes there's not a lot left in your tank, and you're playing a quality opponent on another on a college floor.
Illinois has got a lot to redeem itself for up at that shootout this year after not winning a single game in that event last year. Quincy has the ball to start the second half, up 36-31. Reese, Kreider, Talton, Nicholson, and Rupert, the same starting five we've got off at the beginning of the game. Here's a hesitation drive by Kreider, dribbles all the way down to the bottom of the rim, hits the bottom of the rim, and Riley Milan comes out with his second
good
rebound.
Good defense by the Streaks there. We bottled up that dribble drive and made Kreider shoot an off-balance shot there.
Same starting five for the Silver Streaks to begin the third quarter. The Egyptiaco brothers, Milan, DeMarco Harden. Here's another bad pass, interrupted or knocked loose in the lane. And a
Streaks
whistle.
Ball there off of a Quincy foot out of bounds, I think.
Was his back foot out of bounds? I guess I didn't think he was that close to the sideline. Either way, another soft pass by the Streaks. It was messed up by Quincy.
We've got to shore that up.
Inlet pass to Jalen. Turnaround jumper and a shot on the arm by Brady Rupert. He thought he was straight up in the air, but that arm straight up in the air got right into Jalen's shooting arm. And McCants is going to go to the line, shooting the Streaks' first free throw of the game at the 7:17 mark of the third quarter.
Like that mindset there, we got the ball inside to Jalen with his back to the basket 5 feet away, and he was all about being aggressive to the basket. Got fouled.
First one up and rattles through. He's got seven in the game. So you think we're going to see Jalen playing more 15 feet and in rather than 20
yes,
feet?
Yes, I think that you're going to try to get him inside, get him the ball inside on the move there where he's got a one-on-one with his back to the basket, which he's very good at in the traditional low post sense.
He's got eight in the game, knocks down both free throws, Streaks down three, 36-33. I liked Jalen playing at the top of the
half court. He did a good job
court.
Facilitating out there.
But again, he's very valuable to the Streaks no matter where he is on the floor and very dangerous inside of 15 feet. 1 minute gone, third quarter, Streaks down 36-33. Outside the left side, Reese gets around a screen, pulls up right side, shoots and scores.
He's really good with that mid-range pull-up jump shot, a sort of a lost art, but he's very good with that.
Hit the three-pointer at the end of the half to put Quincy up five, gets his first basket of the second half. Quincy by five, 38-33. Left side, Riley Milan knocked down four three-pointers of his own in the first half. Entry pass to Alex. Turn around, leaves it off for Jalen. Up, rolls off, rebound, put back. That won't go. Third attempt at it goes.
Great job of staying with it, obviously, there. And again, we got the ball inside. A good find there by Dre.
Jalen's so good on those offensive rebound putbacks. Unfortunately, it took two misses to get the shot
down. And that's
down.
One of the reasons you want him inside also to get him the ball, but he also can hit the glass there easier.
He's in double figures with 10 now to lead. Riley Milan leading the Streaks with 12. So two players in double figures. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Talton draws a double team in the lane, throws it up, and banks it in high off the glass.
I don't know how he got that one in, but great job there because we were all over him and did everything we could defensively.
I don't know how he got the shot up, let alone in. High, soft pass, skip pass over to Jalen. Right corner, DeMarco hits another three.
He's got it going again. What a great performance here in his first starting.
He's got nine in the game, 3 for 3 from three-point range. Pulls Galesburg within two with 5:35 to go third quarter. Reese around a screen. Dre fights through it. Now feeds it off left side. Kreider splits the defenders. Misses the layup. DeMarco with a rebound. Alex with a run out. Feeds it over to Dre. Now he pulls it back out. Scoops it over to Milan. Back to Egyptiaco. Dre around his man. Fakes the pass in the lane. Bank shot won't go. Rupert with a rebound. Quincy back on offense. Streaks with a chance to tie the game there. Couldn't knock it down. And a foul on the floor as Talton takes it right at Jalen McCants from the outside, working his way left to right toward the lane. That'll be the second foul against Jalen. Jalen picked up his first one a minute into the game.
And did a good job of playing with fouls there and not losing his aggressiveness on either end of the floor.
Goes all this way into the second half before picking up his second one. Again, so key anytime, but especially with Price out for the Silver Streaks. Now Talton drives,
good
dribbles
hands.
The ball off his leg.
We got our hands inside there as he picked the ball up and was able to knock it out, and it went off his knee out of bounds.
Only the third Quincy turnover, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks down two here with a chance to tie it back up or take the lead. Led by as many as 10 in the first quarter. Skip pass right side. Dre squares his feet, missed it, and a foul on the rebound. I think we're going to have a push-off against the Silver Streaks. Yep. Saw
DeMarco Harden there. They're going to get him for a push in the back there.
Yeah, saw Peyton Nicholson squaring up underneath to get ready for that defensive rebound, and all of a sudden he went flying under the basket. That's always a pretty telltale sign.
And a good sell there by him as well.
2-point Quincy lead. Blue Devils with the ball. Kreider up top. Skips it left side into the corner to Talton. Jalen guards him up. Now Alex just pushes off on Talton, trying to fight through a screen. Pass goes up top to Reese instead. Lucas Reese dribbling to the right side, directing traffic, trying to tell Nicholson to run baseline. Now Reese dribbles left, pulls up inside the free throw line, scoops it through the lane. Nobody was there except DeMarco Harden, and he couldn't reel it in.
And good defense there by Dre. Got Reese to pick the ball up there, and then he was able to be contained, and we almost got a turnover.
Reese throws it off the back of Egyptiaco, gets the rebound, and puts it up and in.
And again, there's the perfect reason why you do not want to lose sight of the basketball there. He got played there with the ball off his back. Reese came in, got it, and put it in.
Senior taking advantage of a sophomore. Here's Alex dribbling, kicks it out. Jalen feeds it right side. Milan open off the mark, airballs it under the rebound, fight for the weak side rebound. Kreider comes out with it, up court to Reese. Reese with a dribble, in and out of traffic. Now between two defenders down the lane, feeds it right side, and a hand check called as Ian Richardson on the low blocks went with a head and shoulder fake, and they're going to foul called against the Silver Streaks.
Again on DeMarco. And I think he felt like he got his hand in there to get a tie-up, but he gets called for the foul.
On the inbound, Richardson gets it onto the right wing to Dre Humphrey. Between the legs with the dribble. Harden cut him off. Kicks it back out. Now Reese with it. Just off the elbow. On the right side. Picks up his dribble. Dre trying to get all over him. Feeds it down to the baseline. Richardson backing his way in. Turnaround jumper missed it. Weak side rebound DeMarco. And a reach-in foul called as... Looks like they got Dre Humphrey on the reach in, hacking DeMarco on the arm.
And there was a good sequence defensively there. We had good ball pressure. We guarded the low post well. We were in help side position. Everything worked team-wise defensively there, and we get a rebound.
42-38, a little bit of a scoring lull here between the two teams as the defenses have taken over. 3:20 to go third quarter. Gelsberg trailing by four with the ball. Jalen McCants, right side three, in and out. Rebound, Alex, put back up and in.
That's a big basket, a big rebound there by Alex. Outstanding job there.
First basket of the game for Alex Egyptiaco. Gets the Streaks back within two now with 3 minutes to go third quarter. 42-40, Quincy by two. Up top, Reese, onto the wing, Kreider, right side in front of the Quincy bench. Back up top, swinging around to the left side, Dre Humphrey with it now. Humphrey dribbles once. Up top, Reese goes around Dre, kicks it left side. Humphrey, now back to Reese on the elbow. Backs his way up toward half court. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Ray steps to the arc, puts it up and in. Dre never came out, got a hand in his face. Reese is 3-for-3 in the quarter, 7 for the quarter, 14 for the game, Quincy by 5.
And he's one of the few that will take that off the dribble with his jump shot, either from mid-range or 3. Got to be aware of that. He does that as well as anybody will see all year.
Milan back to Jalen. Puts the ball on the floor. Drives. Puts it up and in. Found an opening, and Jalen attacked and knocked it down.
Strong move there. Great body control playing through contact.
45-42. Streaks down three. 6 in the half. 12 for the game for Jalen McCants. 2:05 to go third quarter. Reese to the right side. Kreider dribbling with a left-hand crossover to the right side.
Now got away with the travel there.
Inside of Alex, who got crossed up, fell down, and Dante Kreider took it all the way. 47-42, 5-point Quincy lead. Blue Devils have led by five multiple times, but nothing more than that with a minute 45 to go third quarter. Streaks led by 10 twice in the first half. Here's a dribble drive by Jalen, fighting through contact again, forces the shot up. He'll go to the line shooting two.
Good strength through there because he got hammered a couple of different times and was able to keep control of the basketball and get the shot off, so he'll shoot two free throws here. We've first, got to remain in striking distance here, Brad.
First foul of the game on Ian Richardson. McCants' free throw off the front of the rim. Jalen knocked down his first two free throw attempts earlier in this half. Comes in at 82% on the season. Two out of three tonight now. Gelsberg down five, minute 39 to go, third quarter. Yeah, can't give up another 7-0 run here to end the third quarter. Second one up by Jalen off the back iron. Missed them both. Talton with a rebound for Quincy. Really big not to come away with even one free throw there. Now Quincy trying to add and get its biggest lead of the game here. They've matched it at five, looking for more with 85 seconds to go in the third quarter.
We're making a three-possession game then.
Bad pass batted away by McCants, but Quincy recovers. Now Reese, step back at the high post, skips it right side over to Kreider. Reese comes back up top to receive the pass back. Working against McCants now. Passes it left side. Jeremiah Babers into the game, guarding Dre Humphrey. Humphrey looking to pass it away. Now goes around Babers all the way down to the low blocks, up and in. 49-42. Quincy with its biggest lead now with a minute to go, third quarter. Now McCants back at the point for the Silver Streaks to bring it across midcourt. Dribbling into the front court. The trap doesn't collapse. He gets it into the middle to Alex. Dribbles. Kicks it out. Babers. Three-pointer in and out. Rolled around the arc and then popped out.
Big basket there.
Reese calls down the rebound for Quincy. Tough break for Gelsberg. That would have got him within four. Now here's Reese, cut off by Dre Egyptiaco. Kicks it out to Kreider. Kreider working against Alex in the defense with 30 seconds to go. Crossover dribble. Can't lose Alex that time. Low pass at the ankles.
He's out of bounds.
Scramble for the ball.
That'll be our ball.
And there's Reese sliding out of bounds on the far side. Touched the ball as McCants dug onto the floor to get it. And that'll be out of bounds. Quincy, only their fourth turnover.
You know, one of the things, and our officials here do a super job, and I think officials do a super job, but both Kreider and Reese, Brad, are really carrying the ball, and it's allowing them to make moves to the basket that I think are really giving them an advantage.
Yeah, if you're going to allow it, you got to allow it all the way around, right? Riley got called for, well, I guess he was over in the back, over and back, wasn't he? Not palming the ball in the first
but
half.
But it really makes a difference in these kids being able to change directions with the dribble.
McCants,
big possession here.
Babers streaks down seven here, winding down the final 13 seconds of the third quarter. Babers looks up at the clock, down to 10. Now the Streaks set it into motion. Up top, Milan. Crowd trying to bait the Streaks into a shot. Here's McCants. 2 seconds, step back, long three off the front of the rim. I think they did bait Riley into taking a shot, and then he passed it up, got the pass away to Jalen, but he couldn't knock down the shot either. Streaks down seven at the end of three, 49-42. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Christmas in Action, United Way of Knox County, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. To nominate your favorites, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks come up empty to end the third quarter, have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Down 49-42 at Quincy to open the Western Big Six Conference season. Riley Milan. Dalen Ellington back into the game. DeMarco Harden, Jalen McCants, and Alex Egyptiaco.
Big possession here.
Milan to the right side, Ellington. Streaks had a three-pointer that circled around the rim and popped out. They couldn't knock down the shot to end the third quarter. They've missed some opportunities to cut into the seven-point lead late in the third quarter. Let's see if they can open the fourth quarter with a connection here. Milan up top, left side to Marco. Covered up there, back up top to Riley. Riley dribbles between the legs, now back behind him to DeMarco. DeMarco dribbles it back up top. Now into the left wing, Riley bounces it back out to Harden. DeMarco dribbles once, skip pass into the right corner, over to Ellington. Ellington up top, Jalen. He'll shoot the long three. Got it!
Big basket.
Shot. 9.5, 15 for the game for Jalen McCants. Streaks down four at 49-45. Jalen, the leading scorer for the Streaks now with 15. Again, doing this without their second leading scorer and second leading rebounder, Price. Here's McCants with a two-handed jam with a run out of the midcourt steal, and the Streaks are within two.
Great start to the fourth period here. Gives us some energy. We need to string together some stops on the defensive end.
A minute and a half into the fourth quarter, Streaks with a 5-0 burst to start the final period. Down two. Runner in the right side, high off the glass, no. Jalen goes up, locks down his eighth rebound, leads the break, poked away from behind. It'll be out of bounds against Quincy. Good recovery by the Blue Devils. Streaks trying to tie it up here with the ball, and that gets Lucas Reese back into the game for Quincy. He sat the final 20 seconds of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, but no more. Inbound to Jalen, dribbling to the left, draws a double team, skips it back up top. Ellington, now into the left side, Riley. He'll shoot the three, a little bit long, and the rebound pops out to Dre Humphrey. That would have put the Streaks on top. Milan 0 for 2 in the second half after 4 for 4 from three-point range in the first half. Reese trying to shake Ellington out high, passes it to the left side to Humphrey. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter, Streaks down two. Humphrey with a crossover dribble. DeMarco keeps up with him to the outside. Talton, catch, shoot, miss. Rebound tip into the hands of Quincy. Loose ball picked up by Alex. And now a whistle and a travel called. And that's going to go back to Quincy. Ryan Hart complaining about that one. That's, you know, that might have been a makeup call.
They're
because
trying
Alex,
to explain that Alex got up and it didn't look like he did, but that's what the official saw.
Alex got a hand in. I think he got Peyton Nicholson in the face, as Nicholson went down to a knee after getting popped. And the rebound or the turnover gives it right back to Quincy. Streaks without a third-quarter turnover. That turnover was their first of the second half. They trail by two, 5:35 to play in the game. Kreider up top to Rupert. Bounce pass to the left side, Reese. Backing his way in on Ellington. Tries a post-up. Delling and Ellington blocks him. Stuffs him. And Dalen comes down with a rebound. Reese trying to do too much with it there. Streaks again trying to tie it up. Jalen pull up and scoops it up way too soft. And a foul on Jalen trying to climb the back of Rupert coming in from the free throw line. And then Jalen going for his own
and
miss.
And he's fighting
into
as
the
hard
backside.
As he can there. He made a move there, missed.
Just got
worked
tangled
hard
up
to get
with
the
him.
Rebound, got tangled up there.
49-47.
Ellington did a really good job on Reese, that possession there, and he's done a fine job on him. This kid is as good a player as there is in the conference, Reese is, in terms of all the things he can do.
Dalen's got those long arms. He reaches in, pokes a loose ball, but Reese comes up with it, now has it back. And Dalen recovers to prevent the three-point shot from the top of the arc. Reese still with a dribble. Dalen with those quick hands. Urged on by the Galesburg faithful in front of us, especially the sophomore players who won big tonight, 82-46. Kreider with a crossover dribble working in on Alex. Alex backpedaling. It's called for a defensive foul. And again, Ryan Hart shaking his head down there. I think he's seeing the same thing that you're seeing, Steve, in terms of hanging on to that ball a lot to make that crossover dribble. That's the third foul of the game on Alex.
Literally, if you can carry that ball from one side to the other while you're gaining ground with your feet, yikes. You've gotten an advantage.
Kreider will go to the free throw line. He has only 2 points in the second half, 12 for the game. He knocked down his two free throw attempts back in the second quarter, and the first one here is in and out, and the Quincy lead stays at two.
Got to get a rebound here off of a miss.
Again, the Streaks had two opportunities down seven late in the third quarter, two opportunities to get, that would have gotten the lead down to four or five, and now that's the first Quincy point of the fourth quarter. So the lead is back to three, and let's hope we don't look on this little stretch here where the Streaks couldn't get the game tied as one of those that becomes key in the game. Timeout on the floor, 4:45 to play. We'll take a full timeout with them. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
I want to remind you, tomorrow morning on Galesburg Live here on WGIL, we will replay the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies from last Saturday. Hope you can be with us tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 here on WGIL. Timeout by Quincy with the Blue Devils leading by 3. You like that timeout for Galesburg too,
Steve? I like
Steve.
That timeout for us. We've expended a lot of energy here throughout the ballgame, and especially in this third period. That's a fatigue timeout that can help us get our breath a little bit here.
Riley Milan dribbles out of a potential trap up the near sideline in front of the Galesburg bench. He has it back now from Jalen to the left side. DeMarco trying to dribble out of it, and a push foul called on Rupert, guarding too closely along the sideline. First foul of the game on Jalen Rupert. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that is the fifth Quincy team foul. Under 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Harden bounce pass left side.
Good entry pass into him.
To Jalen, fights his way up and gets the ball up and in over the rim.
Nice entry pass by DeMarco into the low post.
Streaks within one, 50-49 as we approach the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Reese trying to get around Ellington, does, and then passes it, throws it away. Seventh turnover on Quincy, third in this quarter after just two in the first half, and the Streaks can regain the lead here with 4 minutes to go.
And Ellington, as the game has gone on and he's been on Reese, he's done a terrific job on this kid.
Alex up top. Now left side Ellington on the wing. He's guarded by Talton there. Bounce pass out to Riley in the corner in front of the scoring table. Now Jalen right side. Back to Riley. Left corner. Dalen. Ellington bounce pass. Good feed into the lane. Jalen, but a reach in. Pass down low. Reese strips it loose. And the front court throws
it
away. Tried to get out in transition. And the pass led Adante Kreider too much. 8 Quincy turnovers. And again, a chance for the Streaks to regain the lead, 3:38 to go.
And you've made a great point here that we've come up empty while they've given us a chance here. We've got to take advantage of these opportunities.
Reese will pick up the top of that three-quarter court trapping press. Jalen walking it into the front court. Now feeds it into the middle to Alex. Right back to Jalen. Into the right side, DeMarco. Now Jalen with it now off the elbow. Left side, Riley. Dribbles once to the right side. Back over to McCants, just to the right of the arc. Now over to DeMarco on the wing. Harden passes it away, gets it back from Jalen. Quick three, and a little bit short. And the long rebound high up into the air to Adante Kreider. That would have given the Streaks a two-point lead. First miss from three-point range by DeMarco Harden. Reese into the lane, cut off by Ellington. Backs it all the way out to midcourt. Jalen still reaching in, trying to poke it away. Now Reese goes around him, cut off in the lane, stops, puts it up with the right hand, and scores. That's what happens when you're playing that aggressive defense like that. You can get that little stop in the lane. And Dalen was backpedaling and couldn't stop his momentum. 2:40 to go, Streaks down 3. Into the front court, Ellington gets bumped, hangs onto the ball, lobs it back out to Riley. Milan to the right side, just off the arc. McCants. Left side over to Milan. Those two playing up top with their long arms. Now Ellington with it right in front of Coach Ryan Hart. Milan on the wing. Left side pulls it back up top to McCants. 2:20 to go in the game. Jalen feeds it into the lane. Alex pulls it back out. Jalen open three off the back rim would have tied the game. And the rebound pulled down by Talton. And Alex, trying to poke away the rebound, picks up his fourth foul.
And again, we come up empty there. We get a good look and just can't get the shot to drop.
I have that as the sixth Galesburg team foul. 5 against Quincy. With 2:15 to go in the game, Blue Devils leading by 3 with the ball. And Ellington will pick up Reese at half court when Reese brings it across. Dribbles around him to the left side, pulls up, slips, falls, gets the pass away. Kreider has to save it, batted into the backcourt again. Talton chases it down for Quincy. Streaks again, nearly an opportunity. Reese screaming for the ball on the left side, and they throw it behind him out of bounds.
We finally get the basketball there in that sequence.
5 fourth quarter turnovers by Quincy. Another opportunity for the Silver Streaks with a minute 53 to go and a 3-point Blue Devil lead. Riley into the front court, far sideline. Skips it left side over to Daylon Ellington. Works his way to the midcourt circle. Bounces it over to Riley. Head fakes the three. Now gives it over to McCants. Comes out to the wing for it. Skip pass left side over to Alex. DeMarco on the wing. Skips it back up top to Riley. Dribbles the ball a few times. Ball kicked over to Ellington. Gives it back to Riley. Open three. That's off the mark. Off the front of the rim. Kreider with a rebound on the run with it. Streaks trying to get back defensively. They knock the ball loose. Kreider picks it out. Kicks it up to Reese. Inside the free throw line. Bank shot up and in.
The big kid shots is just by Reese.
Deadly. He is knocking down huge shots against the Silver Streaks. Late in the game here for a 5-point Quincy
clutch
lead.
Clutch time, he's really come through big.
Jalen in the lane trying to draw contact. Gets called for traveling.
Tough call there.
Little jump stop in the lane. Leaned in trying to draw contact and get the foul on Quincy. And they called him for traveling. And I don't think he did. And neither did the Galesburg coaching staff.
Well, the ball got tapped there by the defender, which takes the traveling out of the formula. But nevertheless,
Galesburg calls timeout, a minute 6 to go, down 5. The next Silver Streak foul puts Quincy into the bonus. So, Steve, with a minute 6 to go, still a two-possession game. If you can't get the steal on the inbound, do you foul him as quickly as you can? I mean, how quickly do you go to a point where you're going to try to draw this game out?
I think that what you're trying to do, you may give it another pass because you're trying to get a steal here. If you can put enormous ball pressure and get in a passing lane or force a turnover, you want to get that so you can get a run out here and get a layup. But you can't mess through a full possession here because the clock is only in a minute 6 and you have two possession game here. So you may give it more than one pass here, but maybe, you can't go much more than
maybe
that.
Maybe if they get it into the front court.
Here's a trap, I would think.
Ryder's still with the dribble. Harden working against him in the backcourt. DeMarco trying to foul
him. Now you got to go.
Now he passes it away into the midcourt circle. Reese, I don't think that's who you want to foul. Under a minute to go, Reese on the dribble trying to push off on Ellington. Reverses back behind him to Dre Humphrey. Fakes the pass, gets it back to Reese. Down to 48 seconds to go. Ellington trying to bat it away. Streaks have got to do something here. Running too much time off the clock. Now to the right side, this is Brady Rupert. Skip it back out to Kreider. Down to 36 seconds to go. Now the Streaks trying to trap on Kreider. He passes it away to Reese down the lane. Lays it up. Took too much time and didn't get anything out of it. Now they're down 7. With 24 seconds to go, McCants to the right wing. Pull up 3 short. Had a hand on the rebound. Talton gets it back and McCants has to foul him right away. And with 17.7 seconds to go, it looks now like it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, the long possession there and then the layup. As they say, that put the dagger in it there.
So 17.7 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. Streaks had a number of opportunities in this game. Even down 50-49, they had a three-pointer to take the lead. Down 52-49, they had a three-pointer that could have tied the game. Talked about the couple of opportunities late in the third quarter that would have cut that seven-point lead down. But now the Streak's still down 7 with under 18 seconds to go. And Jeremiah Talton to the free throw line where he's 2 out of 4 tonight. Just 2 points in the second half, 11 for the game, and he knocks down the front end of the 1-1.
You know, when this is said and done here, and again, I don't know what the final is going to be, but it'll be a lot closer ball game than what the score will indicate here. We had numerous chances here down the stretch.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a shot to fall, and then that possession there, and Reese has taken over the ball game here for Quincy in their last couple possessions.
58-49, Talton knocks down both. Quincy scored the last 8 after the Streaks get off a quick shot down here, taking 5 seconds off the clock. That's going to put Jalen back at the line shooting 2 here. So after the Streaks got within 1, they've given up 8 straight points. Stops the clock with 12.3 seconds to go, and Jalen will shoot 2 here. As he initiated, got into shooting position very quickly to draw the shooting foul. And the first free throw is up and in. Jalen with 8 in the quarter now, including a 3-point basket. 14 and a half, 20 for the game. Been a hard-earned 20 points for Jalen McCants here tonight.
Yeah, he's earned his points here tonight.
And again, with a lot of shooting help in the first half, Milan got a hand on the rebound and took a shot to the face. Right to the left eye, I think. The officials did not call a foul as Peyton Nicholson came out with a rebound And then Jalen fouls Nicholson in the backcourt to stop the clock with 9.4 seconds to go, his fourth foul. And Milan is still shaken up. I don't think he can see out of his left eye right now. So we'll walk it to the other end of the floor, and Peyton Nicholson will shoot a one and one with 9.4 seconds to go, and the streak's down eight. Tough to be this close. A rare opportunity, you know, anytime you go on the road in the Western Big Six, but especially when you're down here to be this close and not come away, you just can't help but feel like it was an opportunity for the taking. And what a big win it would have been to have started off the conference season with a road victory.
And this is a game, too, that you look at this, and our guys, as they watch film and they listen to instruction from our coaching staff, that there's some things that they can take away from this and use here down the line here, because there's a number of teachable moments in all those areas that we talked about, from basketball instincts and sense to, again, those things that I talked about from the beginning, that emotional, mental standpoint of what you have to do in certain situations, especially late in a ball game.
One of two free throws, and Aiden Wagner gets the rebound. He's in for Jalen, who has fouled out of the game. Baber's three-pointer with 3 seconds left gets knocked out of bounds on a block, and the Streaks will have one more chance. 59-50. Unless the Streaks can get off a shot, Dre does. A three-pointer is an air ball, and that's how the game ends. Streaks fall 59-50. Quincy goes to 4-0. Streaks drop to 4-1. And Galesburg's 0-1 to start off the Western Big Six Conference season. Post-game show, including a visit with Ryan Hart, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, wishing you a Merry Tuba Christmas. That's right, the annual performance featuring tuba, euphonium, and baritone players will be at First Lutheran Church near downtown Galesburg on Saturday, December 21st, starting at 2 p.m. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. All it takes is one mistake before you're on the hook for a fortune. Call today to protect your family's assets.
Clear tonight, overnight low 21. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 42. Tomorrow night, an overnight low of 34. Sunday, cloudy and a high of 48. And Sunday night, a good chance of rain, an overnight low of 39. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 28 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
.59-50 Quincy holds off the Galesburg Silver Streaks to go to 4-0 in the season and 1-0 in conference play. Streaks drop to 0-1 in the Western Big Six and 4-1 overall, their first loss. Tough loss, but of course, as we've documented throughout history, what a tough place this is to play. And I guess maybe, Steve, what we got to take away from this is what the Streaks can and hopefully will learn out of this experience. There are positives. You know, you didn't have your second leading scorer, second leading rebounder, no Eric Price tonight, and yet this team took Quincy pretty much down to the stretch here in the fourth quarter, so that was admirable, but I guess the lack of experience showed, and these kids got to learn from these mistakes that they made here tonight that cost them a chance to win the game.
There's tons of positives out of this and things that you hopefully learn from and address. You know, one thing that you don't say enough is when you play against a ball club like this, especially that runs that 1-2-2 zone both in the half court and three-quarter court as well as they do, the things that we did against them that were positive, we can take those down the line and use against somebody else that runs this.
Sure, yep.
Again,
might
kids,
see it against Taylorville,
yes,
when we're down to the tournament,
yep,
actually.
Kids stepping up in situations that, you know, they haven't been asked to will bode well for us down the line. We've got a lot of important minutes in crunch time situations. So, you know, a lot of stuff here that you can take out of this. It's disappointing to lose. But there's a lot of things that we can learn from this tonight, without a question.
You mentioned crunch time, and actually Coach Ryan Hart is joining us now, so we're going to go ahead and get words from him first before we give our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player.
I know
the
he
game.
Wants to get on a bus and get out of here.
It's as early as we're coming, it's as early as we've ever been to this situation, I think, before. Okay, so our post-game coach's interview with head coach Ryan Hart as the Streaks fall tonight 59-50. Let's find out what the coach has to say. Coach, first of all, as we were talking here to get things started, you come in shorthanded without your second leading scorer, your second leading rebounder, and these kids, first of all, just your thoughts on how they played overall in terms of keeping you in the game. They really came into a hostile environment and held up pretty well, but we know there's some valuable lessons to learn out of this too.
Well, that's what we talked about in the locker room. I mean, we've been preaching that nothing in life is permanent. I mean, everything's temporary. All right. And I thought that they came in here and played their butts off. We just came out short tonight. It was on the short stick. We cut it to 50-49, I believe,
yep,
with about 3 minutes,
yeah,
left. And, I mean, Dalen had a great job in here on defense guarding the Reese kid. And that sparked us. And that got us up to that spot. Now the next part of the growing process is finishing. I mean, we got down about 3 minutes left, and we only scored one more point, I think. But, I mean, great job by the kids. I mean, they played their butts off, and it's hard to play against a zone early in the season. And not that that's an excuse, because I thought we did actually a decent job against it. We hit a bunch of open shots early. Well, they adjusted, and then when we tried to get the ball inside, they did a pretty good job adjusting to that too. Now we got to go to the next step and make sure we're getting more skips in, pinballing the ball or the ball basketball around, and getting it where it needs to go.
And they are a fine ball club, and like you said, they play outstanding half-court 1-2-2 zone defense. When you did good things, and you were saying this a little bit here, but I want you to expand on it, against their zone versus when you struggle a little bit, what do you think are the big couple of keys that allow you guys to be really good against it, and then, you know, when it's not so good?
Well, quicker ball movement, little harder flashes to the ball. Little things like that will alleviate a lot of problems. We'd had a little bit too much standing around tonight, just kind of passing the ball. I mean, a little skip pass here and there, not much zip on the ball. I mean, I think we had – now, turnovers were probably the biggest issue tonight offensively we had.
Yeah.
I don't know how many we had, and tonight it actually showed up. I mean, we've been a pretty good team handling the ball all year long, and just a couple sloppy passes here and there. You get one, it might lead into two or three.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we ended up fouling them going to the rim a lot, so –
I want you to, as Steve said, expand a little bit. because we'll just say it, Dalen Ellington's going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
And he deserves it.
And you already talked about it. So what did you see? I mean, we know what we saw, but what did you see about how he lifted this team here in the second half?
Well, he just brought unbelievable energy, especially at the defensive end. And not that that's where we lack. I mean, because I feel like we got a bunch of decent offensive players that can shoot the ball real well, and that was kind of evident in the first half tonight and, like, go to the rim. But once he came in, we were down, and he just put the clamps on Reese. And, I mean, he probably could have got 2 5-second calls, too, that they didn't call. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that is what it is. I mean, you're not going to get every call when you're on the road, and we didn't. So he ended up getting a block shot down there on Reese on a little fadeaway jumper, and that was a great defensive play. And he just stayed in front the entire time. And when we talk about growing, and that's an instance tonight, all right? He got a chance to get in there late in the game and create something. And that is something that the sophomores have struggled with a little bit, keeping guys in front of them and letting guys get to the rim. And that last 4 or 5 minute stretch that he played, not one guy got anywhere close to the rim when he was guarding him. So, I mean, it was something to see.
Well, when you and I visited this morning, we were talking about Dalen, and you weren't sure how much he may even play tonight on the varsity level. And then we look at a situation where, all right, you've got to make some adjustments because no Eric Price, and all of a sudden it truly becomes that what's become a cliche, I think, that next man up, and all of a sudden somebody gets put in a situation and they prove what they can do.
Yeah, and like Coach Thompson says all the time, those sophomores are gamers, and they come to play every single time, and all five of them. And I know, like, Cullen wasn't here tonight either. So every day in practice, I mean, they bust their butts, they listen, and they want to win basketball games. And it's nice to see. And we were talking in the locker room. Jalen had a pretty good second half and showed a lot of energy. And it was one of those situations where we said that is kind of – Dalen kind of took that lead from what Jalen was doing a little bit and kind of brought a little bit more energy than what we had and kind of led to other people playing harder too. I mean, it was nice. I mean, he did a spectacular job. And, I mean, we wanted to make sure that him and Jeremiah kind of got back in the flow. So they had a heck of a flow in that sophomore game. I mean, they came out lights out.
82 points.
I mean, the two of them scored, what, 45 points or something combined?
Crazy. There were big numbers put up, yes.
And like we told them, though, like the thing we know you can shoot, we know you can score. We need to make sure we're stepping up our game on reading plays, passing the ball better, and playing defense. And I thought both those kids...
All those little things at the varsity level matter.
All those little things. And when called into action tonight, both of them were able to handle it when they got in there. I mean, I really have no complaints with those guys tonight.
That's well said. I mean, this is a growth game. He's not about moral victories. I know this. But he can see how this can really bode well for us down the line, more than just an ordinary win or loss. We've learned a lot of things here.
Well, we've had very little adversity
so far
this season, too. I mean, Sacred Heart Griffin caught up a little bit when they knocked down all those threes in that third quarter. And then, obviously, Champaign Central, I mean, played hard against us, and they cut the lead, I don't know, 5-6 points at one point in time, too. But not that losing's good for anybody, but tonight's adversity and playing through it, I think, is going to bode well for us going forward.
Absolutely. Help us down.
I mean, all the way through. All the way through.
Yep. Good growth game. Sorry, the result couldn't have been better, but then a quick turnaround against Sterling on Tuesday. So I know you're giving the kids a day off tomorrow, so enjoy that.
Yep.
Good luck hunting, and we'll talk
to
you next week.
He needs to get away. He's put a lot of time here. Yeah. He's got to get a little bit.
I just soon spend all the time with these guys anyway. I mean,
well, it's the kind of guy he is. He cares about these kids.
They're real fun.
They're
a fun group of guys, so. Thanks, guys.
Okay,
thanks,
Coach. Ryan Hart stopping by after the Streaks fall 59-50. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at our final statistics. We've already told you about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll talk more about that as well as post-game coverage continues from Quincy on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
then may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
I'm Will Stevenson. Listen to highlights from the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony tomorrow morning starting at 7 during Galesburg Live on WGIL.
59-50, Quincy defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks here at Quincy. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Let's start off with the team numbers, Steve Cheeseman.
Yeah, Brad, we shot 21 out of 47 from the field, and we weren't nearly as good in the second half, where their defense stiffened up. They made those adjustments at half. I thought we were a little more fatigued. So we were 44%, and with a three ball, we were only 2 out of 14 in the second half for a total of 10 out of 29 for the game at 34%. They were a 22 out of 41 for 57%, 5 out of 9 with a three ball. They were very efficient in the second half in terms of their scoring. They were 9 out of 15. So they made the most of their possessions, with Reese really doing, you know, a lot of the damage there down the stretch. And, again, that's with Ellington just doing a superb job on him. We again win the rebound war. Here's tonight. We're at Light for one time at 23 out of 18. But the turnover situation, we lost that 15-8, and we lost that in the second and the first period when we gave up some of those live ball turnovers with the lazy passes that ended up with layups on the other end.
Free throw shooting, Quincy 8 out of 12. Silver Streak 3 out of 6. Jalen McCants, the only Silver Streaks player, shot any free throws tonight. Lucas Reese led the way with Quincy, for Quincy with 20. He was 6 out of 7 shooting in the second half. The only shot he missed was that block that Dalen had on him that he stuffed him and just pulled down the rebound on his own. Jeremiah Talton and Adante Kreider each finished with 13, so three players in double figures for the Blue Devils. Brady Rupert, Dre Humphrey each with 4. Peyton Nicholson had 3. Ian Richardson had 2. For the Silver Streaks, McCants led the way, 20 points, 8 rebounds. Riley Milan, 4 out of 4 from three-point range in the first half. That's how he finished the game with 12 points. DeMarco Harden with 9. Dre Egyptiaco with 5. And Dalen Ellington and Alex Egyptiaco each finished with 2. Jeremiah Babers, Aiden Wagner in late did not score for the Silver Streaks. 59-50 the final, and let's talk about it again. Dalen Ellington, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Absolutely, against Lucas Reese, who's just a premier ball handler and guard in this league or any league in high school, got better and better, as we talked about there, as the game went on. And one thing I wrote down here that, again, here's what you take from a game like this more than any other, is kids learn all about themselves. I think Dalen learned that he can guard a premier perimeter player anywhere in the state. He's learning what that player does, their his strengths and weaknesses, what his tendencies are. All of those things will allow him to either come in off the bench, be a starter one day, and understand how important it is to guard the best player on the other team, limit him, make him do things that he doesn't want to do, which drives them out of their offense. So lots and lots of stuff that I'm sure Dalen, as well as other kids, learn here tonight about themselves that will, again, extend themselves down the line and help our kids out as individuals, but our team out as well.
Final thoughts from Quincy when we come back from Baldwin Gymnasium on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Play the Waterworks Car Wash Pro Football Pick'em at WGIL.com for your chance to win a weekly prize and hundreds in cash at the end of the season from Thrushwood Farms Quality Meats and WGIL.
59-50 the final. Silver Streaks fall at Quincy. And before we close things out here, Steve, I just want to kind of let you elaborate a little bit what you and I were talking about. We told Coach Ryan Hart, we said, we know you're giving the guys the day off tomorrow, and Coach is going to take a little time to just kind of spend time out in the field, you know, get some quiet time. But, some people might think, oh, good grief, you got one game. You've only played five games so far this year. Really? You're giving them a Saturday off already? You got to turn around. You got to play a game on Tuesday, another conference game on Sterling. But you talked about how the addition of these two teams and the addition of how these games are going to be played now in the conference, you think this is a great idea for Coach Hart to give these guys a day off tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's not about quantity. It's about quality. We're playing four games in 7 days against opponents that are require a lot of energy, a lot of focus, both, the ability to focus mentally as well as really extend yourself physically. Going into on a practice floor and going for two and a half hours has diminished returns to it, when all you do really is wear your kids down in a cumulative way, because you hope to extend the season all the way into the middle to late part of March with a lot of games and a lot of time on a floor that you need them to remain fresh physically and mentally. And when you're in the gym, you need to be all about quality to get your work in, to keep your reps, keep what you're trying to do muscle memory-wise physically, but also keep them fresh mentally so that we're on the floor. It doesn't become something where they go through the motions. I think it's absolutely imperative that you give some time away.
And we'll have plenty of those games.
And that comes
coming
from
up.
A basketball, baseball, football junkie that wants to be out there all the time. you just can't do that and be successful.
So you enjoy your day off tomorrow as well.
I will. There's plenty of things to do tomorrow, yes, as we all have during this time of the year, and enjoy this wonderful Christmas holiday season.
Galesburg girls, meanwhile, will not have the day off. They'll travel to East Moline tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage here on WGIL.
And you won't have your day off.
No, I won't, but that's all right. They'll be filling in with for Tom Meredith tomorrow with Eric Gibson. We'll be up at East Moline for the Streaks girls game against United Township for a 12:10 pregame show tomorrow afternoon. My thanks to Steve Cheeseman. I'm Brad Benowitz. For Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. Again, the final tonight, Quincy defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks 59-50. Good night from Quincy.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.